Stewart, is that you? Let me have a look at you. Come and pull you up a chair. Can't believe it's 20 years. But man, don't you look great. Oh, just a little overweight. But I wish I had your head. I always did. Now the drinks are all on me, so let's sit and talk a while. Tell me all about yourself. How are things in our hometown? How did we lose touch? Guess you can put the blame on me. I know I left so suddenly. Always meant to get back round, but I never did. And I wonder how things might have been if I had stayed in town, if I had hung around. Well, maybe. Well, I heard it from old Larry that you'd finally married Rose, still with her, man, that's great. So rare these days, you know. No, me, I never married, never really got that close. I guess it's not my style, but I'm happy, I suppose, at least for now. So you got yourself a son, should be a college age by now. Say the deeds list every turn, that must make you very proud. Sometimes I get to thinking how nice it must surely be to have a family, just to tell them that you love them right out loud. And I wonder how things might have been I had stayed in town, if I had hung around, if I had done what I needed to do. Well, maybe. What's Rose up to these days? Still painting, I would hope. She had a talent, that's for sure. Everyone but her could see. I hope she's doing well, and you give her all my best. That son of yours as well, though he doesn't even know, never will. And I wonder how things might have been if I had stayed in town, if I had hung around, if I had done what I needed to do. Well, maybe.